all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
In the jail, the Boss Man Show, special guest, buddy, the friend of the show, Seattle Saints coach, Carl Mascarello. Coach, I think it's up there in Seattle, man, and you guys, how are you guys holding up right now?
Oh, great to see you, JR. Everything is good, just waiting for our guys to, you know, figure out when they're getting back to campus exactly. We'll have a couple different dates for, you know, student athletes coming from hot zones and, you know, guys returning that have been on campus before. So a couple different dates, but, you know, just making sure our guys are in, you know, a good space mentally, and, you know, they're training hard back home wherever they are and have that, you know, internal fortitude that you got to have to be successful these days.
Now, Coach, everything went south on my birthday. March 11th was my birthday. Everything went south of the NBA. I was at the Hawks game playing the Knicks, and I heard the season was being canceled. So how did your team react to the whole everything being canceled, no postseason, having to go home? So how's it just been for you and your team having to do Zoom calls like we're doing right now and not being with your guys?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, that's the one thing. You just miss seeing them and being around them. And you know, we feed off each other's energy. So that's what we miss the most. I know I was talking to my wife, and it's been about 5 months. My daughter, Reese, had her third birthday on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And so I said, oh, man, that's 5 months ago. We've, you know, I've been home for five straight months. And, you know, I said, just don't get used to it. I'm hoping you don't see me that much anymore. You know, I told my wife that. But, you know, I just want the guys to, you know, take care of their business. They're still remote learning in summer school. We did a good job, had over a 3.0 that spring semester, which I thought was great because it kind of showed our discipline and our toughness, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, and that's always important to me. But when it's all said and done, you know, you don't want to get Zoom fatigue. I try to only meet with the guys, you know, once a week, and I have my assistants checking in with guys and having small group talks with them. And then we'll try to do some kind of development talks. You know, we'll have some NBA, ex-NBA coaches on, some former players on, some things like that, just to kind of keep them locked in and learning. Because you can't get stagnant, right? You always got to keep your mind active, even if you can't get back to campus. You know, you still want to be growing, you know, mentally, physically, and emotionally, regardless where you are. So just trying to do the best job we can remotely, making sure they're in a good spot, checking in with their parents, and then making sure they're being safe. Obviously, you know, different parts of the country have different types of rules. And, you know, I know you down in Georgia, you know, I'm making sure you wear a mask. So we just got to keep that thing locked up down there and keep everybody safe.
Most definitely, coach, the forest strength conditioning coach, some guys have hoops, some guys don't have hoops. So how's that part of keeping guys kind of in that rhythm and also keeping them kind of in shape as well, so when they come back in August, if they come back, we get started from scratch?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping, you know, most of the guys are doing a great job cardio-wise and, you know, running hills or running beaches and doing different things, whether it's body weight work or, you know, being able to have access to a gym. I know, you know, we have a guy down in Florida, and he said he's been able to lift at a gym because Florida is really lax. So that's a little scary part too, but he'll be one of the guys that has to quarantine when he flies up from Florida. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that. I think they'll do enough where they can kind of, you know, stay in shape or at least have some sort of baseline. You know, my concern is, hey, what are we doing when these guys get back to campus and quarantine for 14 days, you know, all their gains and, you know, guys that needed to gain weight, you know, what are they doing? You know, are we going to allow them out to get some cardio in to walk around campus at least by themselves? So many moving parts with that. But, you know, when it's all said and done, our strength coach, Ernie Rauch, does a great job. And we email the guys a workout every 3 weeks for them to complete. And then I also kind of challenge them some too. I run about 3 miles a day, and I run about anywhere from a 720 to a 750 mile. So I try to, you know, tell those guys to make sure they can at least beat coach.
I hear that. You can't beat coach, you can't play. Well, definitely. Now, coach, since we've last talked, the country's changed a lot, man, for us with racial injustice, trying to get social change and equality. And I know the death of George Floyd really touched you. So talk about how that death of George Floyd touched you to start this organization you started with other coaches, instructor coaches, and women's coaches as well.
Yeah, so, you know, it was just very disturbing. You know, you have young kids, and, you know, how do you answer questions if my daughter did see that on the TV? You know, we talk about raising our young people the right way and really caring about everybody, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, no matter their skin color. And so, you know, I was just kind of searching, and I wanted to see what other guys in the business were doing. So I was reaching out to some friends and how they were talking to their teams, how they were approaching these issues. And I wanted to make sure I was doing it the right way. And it kind of just grew organically. You know, I reached out to Amir Abdul-Rahim down at Kennesaw State, who's one of our charter members, and Cliff Warren, who's at Georgia State. So a bunch of guys, and then some guys from around the country, Mike Menega at Oregon, Jerry McNamara at Syracuse, Alvin Brooks III at Baylor. You know, we got coaches from all over the country, all different roles, all different backgrounds. And so it just kind of turned into, hey, we need to be educating our young people as well as ourselves. You know, let's put together our minds and try to build a resource. So I got together with a web designer, you know, and they did a great job. And so we launched this organization called Coaches for Change, and that four is the number four. And, you know, we talk about constantly being able to engage, educate, empower, and evolve. And so we want to do that on our campuses, in our communities, in our regions, and across the country, to be honest with you. And so the first thing we wanted to tackle was being able to get all of our student athletes registered to vote. So not only men's basketball, women's basketball, but, you know, the whole athletic department, and then the whole campus, whatever college we're at, you know, let's try to have 100% voter registration at Siena College. And so my incoming president, who's, you know, been in office a couple of weeks, Dr. Chris Gibson, he was in Congress. He's you know, so just smart and astute. And so I'm looking forward to using him as a guiding force during this process too. But we're just trying to meet every week, talk about what we're doing with our teams, trying to challenge each other's schools and conferences, talking to our league offices, trying to get this out there, and you know, having Coaches for Change be that platform that can educate our student athletes and in our college community and forever who's out there that wants to learn. You know, there's information about regional elections, national elections, you know, how do you get your absentee ballot, what states have mail-in you know, voting versus not mail-in voting. And so for me, it was just about trying to put something together, and I took my own money and just kind of, you know, paid for this just because I thought this was a great cause that we needed, and we just want to make the world a better place, to be honest with you.
Most definitely, Coach, and I've had these talks on my show the last few weeks about this because, you know, I'm 33 years old, a black guy living in Atlanta. You know, you would think I would feel great, right? But I don't, because I watch how I drive, how I move, just all looking on my shoulder. And, you know, I live in the suburbs, Stephen, still. I still feel that way. So these young men at 18, 20 years old don't quite know like you and I know at our age. So how do you educate the young men about the realities of our situation in our country and how they need to be very vigilant going forward and how they're moving in their lives?
Yeah, it's something that we've talked about as well in our group, and, you know, having our campus police come on and meet with us and talk to our players, having the head of police or the chief of police in the surrounding community come and speak to our players. So there can be names with faces. And then obviously understanding, hey, you know, we know all people aren't bad. We know all people aren't racist, but this is to make sure we're having those conversations if we do hear something that's not right or out of touch, you know, because there are people that grew up in this country at various different times and maybe their vocabulary is a little behind. Maybe they're not sure of what's, you know, acceptable socially to speak on. And then being mindful enough, but also knowing how to approach those people and say, hey, that's really not something you should be saying right now. Maybe this would be a way to kind of change your language or change your speech. And, you know, it was funny. I was on so many different Zoom calls before we launched Coaches for Change. And it was a group of college coaches, right, and high school coaches. But everyone in sports kind of been around a mixed group of people, right, all different races, ethnicities. And so for me, I was like, there's just way too much talk amongst people that are all on the same page. You know, we need to do something that can help educate, you know, outside of the norm. It's not something that's going on in the restaurants or, you know, sports bars we go to hang out. It's something that's, you know, down the street that maybe we know not to go to or haven't gone to. Well, those are the people we need to educate. And so just trying to make sure, you know, for me, this isn't a political issue at all. You know, everyone was created equal, and that was self-evident. And, you know, to be honest, we want to make sure we're just always telling and kind of not even preaching, but just making sure everyone knows right versus wrong, right? How you treat somebody is how you want to be treated yourself. And so for me, that what was all about. You know, I have a young family, and I just wanted to make this world a better place. And I got a bunch of like-minded coaches, you know, men's coaches, women's coaches, strength coaches from all over the country that are for this initiative. And it's really exciting. You know, we talked to the group last night and just so proud of the unity we have, because it is a fraternity and it's inclusive. So anyone that wants to join, you know, you come in at an entry level. And if you're a tennis coach or field hockey coach or lacrosse coach and you want to be involved, you know, you'll be able to be a member. And then we'll have regional meetings, district meetings. Obviously, we have national meetings too. But we wanted to make it so as many people that wanted to be part could be. And, you know, it's a lot of work. But when it's all said and done, it's for you know, a great, great, great cause.
And Coach, I feel like team sports is how we all come together, because for me, I didn't meet my first white people until I was 7 years old playing baseball, right? So that's how I got to learn about whites, Indians, Latinos, because I wasn't around them until I played baseball, right? So in basketball, football, we're just teammates. We're just brothers on the team. And I think sports can bring us together so well, because we all come from different backgrounds with the same goal to win a game with the name on the front of our jersey, not the back of our jersey.
100%. And I go back to, you know, every experience you have shapes you, right? So my first coach, when I picked up the basketball, I was in fifth grade. And it was a church team, the CYO, St. Edward's Red CYO. And my coach was Bob Jones. Bob Jones was an African-American man who actually, you know, was in the Olympics back in the day. And so that was my first coach. And so, you know, for me, I was never raised to see color. I just saw people. And, you know, that's the one thing is you don't know how people are being raised. So the more that we can teach and the more that we can kind of be the good, you know, the better we'll make this world. And, you know, one of the other great things that we're talking about at Coaches for Change is, you know, on our website, you know, there's different documentaries, different podcasts, different children's books. And so obviously most schools, and Eric Ravenno down at Georgia Tech talked about, you know, not having athletic activities on register on voting day, on election day. So we're talking about maybe having a read aloud in all the different communities using our children's books from Coaches for Change to now have an after school program where we're reading books. Parents that typically would need to pick up their kids from school now can take the time to go vote. They don't need to pay for a babysitter, and now they can get their voting in. We can make sure we're reading some great books to their young kids, and everyone's kind of, you know, growing from that. So just those are the type of ideas we're bringing. And then maybe, you know, the other idea would be, hey, the NCAA allows us to have 8 weeks of summer school with our players. Well, why can't the NCAA make two of those 8 weeks mandatory internships, right? Make your student athletes go out in the community, be in the real world, get some job experience, but also let the world see the type of student athletes we're raising in our communities. I think that's important too. So we talk about a lot of those things, such a broad scope with a great reach that we have at Coaches for Change, and really just blessed to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, keep fighting the good fight, man. This is a great thing you're doing. I'm happy for you. If I can help you in any kind of way, I'd love to join and help you guys, man. Use the platform we have here at our radio station here to help you guys here, because we got guys from Atlanta who's right in your program, so we can definitely help push the message for you guys, Coach. We'd love to do it, man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it, and thanks for getting me on. And it's always great to connect with a Falcons and Atlanta Hawks fan, so we're good.
Yes, indeed. Coach, I hope you and your family stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon, buddy.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Coach.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way. Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. Only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.